Hi, my name is Sonny Flores from KPTZ, bringing you coverage of the recent community forum at the Tri-Area Community Center, co-sponsored by the AAUW and the League of Women Voters. The forum was in regards to the hospital commissioner position open here in Jefferson County. The candidates were Bernie Downenberg, Bruce McComas, and Sherry Van Hoover. The moderator was Scott Wilson.
This forum, as almost all forums, being put on by the AAUW and the League of Women Voters in Jefferson County here. Several other people are volunteering their time to make this happen. Gary Engelbrecht is doing the sound. Dennis Deneau is here for PTTV. Sonny Flores is here for KPTZ. The two contests that are on the primary ballot are for the one of the positions with the Jefferson Healthcare Commission and the position with the Chimicum School Board. We're going to start with the Jefferson Healthcare Commission. I'm very pleased to have three candidates here who are all running for position number two on what I'm going to call the Jefferson Healthcare Commission Board, even though that's not the formal name. And this is the only position on the Hospital Commission that's up for election this round. The primary vote is on August the 1st, coming right up, in which case these three candidates will be winnowed down to two, heading toward the November 7 general election. The three candidates, Bernie Downenberg is on the far side, Bruce McComas in the middle, Sherry Van Hoover is closest to me. We're going to ask each of them to spend 3 minutes introducing themselves, then we'll take questions either from the floor or in written format somewhere in the back of the room there. If you do have an oral question, I'll ask you to find the microphone in the back of the room so your television and radio audience can hear you as well. So without further ado then, I'm going to ask you to take the lead, Bernie.
Again, my name is Bernie Downenberg. I've lived here for 42 years in the county and in Port Townsend. I first came here in pursuit of boats, like a lot of people, and I had a boat building business and repair business for about 15 years, and then I was drawn, as my family grew and my first child was born, to volunteer in the schools and in the classroom, and I believe Bruce Callen there can attest to my volunteering with first graders a long time back. So I did that and discovered in the process of that I really liked working with kids and families. And I got a master's degree in counseling, psychology, and began to work first in Skagit County, then here in Jefferson County. I was clinical director of child and family services in Skagit County. I've been clinical director at Jefferson Mental Health. And then I was quality improvement director for Kitsap Mental Health, an organization of about 450 staff, inpatient and outpatient services. I was involved in every aspect of that operation, helping them to design programs to improve what they do. And I think that's what really drew me into this race. When I discovered that Jefferson Healthcare had purchased Peninsula or Discovery Behavioral Healthcare, it's hard for me because it was Jefferson all the years that I worked there. I was there at the end of my career for the last time as clinical director, and had been advocating for at least 15 years, maybe even 20, that mental health needed to be a part of medical health care in this community. And now it's the number one goal on the community health improvement plan. And so I just felt that with my experience and long time in the community, I've volunteered in a long list of programs, which can be seen on the website. The League of Women Voter Guide will have a complete list there. And I believe that my experience in quality improvement, in working in mental health, interfacing with healthcare, I spent many nights in the emergency room on crisis calls, working with the docs there. I love what the staff do. I think administratively we're challenged. We're a small community, but that can be an asset also, and I'd like to work toward that. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernie. Our next candidate is Bruce McComas.
Thank you, Scott, and thank you for having us here tonight. I was born and raised in Anacortes and have lived all but 3 years of my life in Washington State and 36 of it in Jefferson County. I moved to Port Townsend in 1981 when it was still a Crown Zellerbach mill, and went on, worked there for 27 years, altogether working 40 years in the pulp and paper industry. But when we moved to town, my wife and I, we've always believed in giving back to the community, so we quickly got involved in community service organizations. I was on the school board for 7 years. I helped start the Jefferson County Education Foundation, which later became the Port Townsend Education Foundation. I was on the founding board for Habitat for Humanity. I was on the founding board and was the first president for the Community Foundation. I was on the Hospital Financial Advisory Committee for 6 years. And in 2008, I was honored with being chosen as Port Townsend Citizen of the Year. In 2011, my wife was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. And so we started a 6-year battle. And so we got to know the healthcare system inside and out, the good and the bad. I needed to continue working until 2013 when Obamacare came in because I needed to be sure that I was going to have insurance to cover her health care costs. But we learned a lot about Jefferson Healthcare, Seattle Cancer Care Alliance, UW, all kinds of clinics, all about billing issues and problems. And my wife passed away in October, and since that time, I've been volunteering on 3 different groups at the hospital to help make it easier for other patients, whether they're cancer patients or other kinds of patients. So I'm on the oncology support team, and we've been putting together a handbook for cancer patients and their families. We'll help make it easier for them, a lot of resource materials. I'm also on the Patient and Family Advisory Council, where we're working to make things easier, the navigation of the system for all patients. And I'm on the Patient Financial Experience Task Force, where we're looking at how we can make it more affordable for all patients. So I'm the only candidate, and there's nobody else on the board that has a business and financial background like I do. And I'm the only one right now, the other of all the candidates, that's actively involved in helping to make the system better and easier to navigate for all patients. Thank you.
And the third candidate, Sherry Van Hoover.
I want to thank, just start out by thanking the AAUW and the League of Women Voters for having us here. I very much appreciate the opportunity. So I grew up in Bremerton. I'm a Northwest girl. I moved away and raised my family and had much of my professional career in San Francisco in the Bay Area. We returned up here 13 years ago, live in Port Hadlock, where my husband and I have a small farm. And my background is that for more than 30 years, I have been a nurse midwife and a nurse practitioner. I have worked in private practices in private hospitals. I have worked for a large HMO. I've been medical school faculty at UCSF.